on the pass and goes all, that brings the face, that hurts. That brings the face off all the way back into the River Kings defensive end. River Kings are going, if you're looking at your radio dial, from our right to our left. So they're defending the right goal. And this is the second period, the one with the long change. The bench is on the opposite side. So face off here, won by the Havoc. Chip deflected high up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play. 12:46 left in the period. Still 0-0.
Good kill by the River Kings there to get that momentum back now. With Tex out of the box, get some more shots on this kid down there.
Face off here to the stick side of Boreal Durham, won by the River Kings, chipped out of the zone. Bagnoli giving chase, got a chance for numbers, but the Havoc player beat him, LaVisca beat him to the puck, and now the Havoc dump it down in and are coming all the way around. Yul Durham comes out, chips it, came out of the net, chipped it, and the Havoc got the puck, got a deflection, and just wide. Yul Durham was back in between the pipes, but he had to hustle to get there before they got that shot on goal. So the Havoc now have it back down behind their net, and they're looking to get a rush started, and they dump it high into the air and all the way down and through. And Dubel's got it, looking for a break, looking for a long pass, deflected by the Havoc. LeCompte's all alone back there, looking for some support, trying to fight for the puck back behind the net. Chausse's back there with him, and Bryceland gets it down in the corner now. Fighting back behind the net, still trying to come away with it. Bryceland with that long reach. Kumo Chimto, centering pass right out front, deflected up into the air, and Johnson's able to collect it with his glove and stop play with 11:38 left in the period.
Yeah, Chemi was looking for LeCompte out in front, just couldn't get that pass through. I think the goalie got a stick on it and got it covered.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the goalie or the defenseman. Either way, the puck popped right up in front. So Havoc win the faceoff, coming out through neutral ice. And they dump it all the way back down in. Yul Durham stops the puck back behind the net. Tried to rim it around. Puck comes out to the point. Jensen shot high. The blocker, I don't think it was on net, but Yul Durham put the blocker to it anyway. River Kings get the puck, trying to dump it down in. LeCompte's got it, working down in behind the net, fighting against a couple. Ooh. That puck came out from behind the net, and Bryceland was eyeing it up for a one-timer, but the defenseman got a stick on it, and it goes way up into the rafters here at the River King, or at the Southwood County Rec Center. 11:07 left in the second period, still 0-0. Face off, fought for, won by the River Kings initially, dumped back in behind the net, rimmed all the way around. Beauchamp is trying to hold it. Packer's got it now. He's coming in all alone. Shot, blocker, or kick save by Yul Durham. And the puck's still bouncing around, and the River Kings are able to clear it out to neutral ice. Probably one of the best shots, best chances that the Havoc have had tonight. Good one-timer off the rush up ice. And the River Kings have it now back behind their net, and they're trying to break out of the zone, and they do get it to neutral ice. Bryceland's got it, and he chips it in. And we're going to have a penalty coming up on the Havoc. River Kings are trying to get that extra attacker out on the ice. No, unable. You have 2 minutes for interference here coming up on the Havoc.
Yeah, 19 tried to hit Bryceland and just grabbed his arm and took him to the ice with him. Looks like there's two.
Got two. I thought about that.
Nope.
Okay.
Never mind.
Because one of the River Kings looked like they got tripped back behind the net, but.
Yeah, I maybe just some confusion of who the penalty was on.
There might be one where they swallowed the whistle on the second one.
Maybe, yeah.
Because they kind of blew the whistle. It was right as the Havoc touched the puck. So 10:15 left in the second period, and the River Kings win the faceoff. Hill is unable to collect it, and the Havoc dump it all the way down in. So the River Kings are going to have to collect it, getting forecheck pressure.
goodness.
Oh, he just took him. All
yeah,
right.
I don't know about that
back,
one.
Back to the play here. River Kings trying to work it into the zone, and the Havoc just dump it all the way back down in. If you're hearing that below, the River Kings have the puck now. They're coming up ice. I mean, looking to centering pass, and they just coughed it up and give it right to the Havoc, and they dump it all the way back down in. Minute 11 left on the penalty. Need to cough it right back up, and the Havoc dump it all the way back down in.
They're just not giving us a chance to set up on this power play. We can't get our breakout going.
So they're back behind the net, waiting for play to come up and trying to get something started here. Okay, coming, Chasse is coming through neutral ice and has the puck taken away, and potential numbers here. They're just, the Havoc's just content to just dump it down in, and the River Kings rim it around and are working to bring it up. Bryceland's coming up, and Beauchamp hits. Coming in, looking for help. They got it out to the point. Chasse's got it now, and the River Kings are able to get something set up. Back out to the point, right up the middle. Rebound's there. If somebody can get a stick on it, and they can't, they have it cleared away and dump it all the way down.
Looks like Champ couldn't find that rebound in his skates. And Xander had a stick tied up.
And that'll kill off the penalty. 4 seconds left on that. Still 0-0. 8:15 left in the period. Shot rimmed wide. Wilhelm's got it. Centering pass out there. Havoc deflect the puck, and Chasse's going to collect it at neutral ice and try and dump it back down in. And now the puck's at neutral ice, and the Havoc collect it there and dump it in behind the River Kings net. Chasse gets it over to Beauchamp. McNeish has it now for the River Kings, coming through neutral ice, and he dumps it all the way down in. I'm getting a line change in here for the River Kings. Jimenez lets one rip, deflected, just bounced wide. River Kings looking, the puck's kind of bouncing around. McNeish is fighting for it, and he's trying to come up with it. He gets it to Beauchamp, and it bounces off of his stick. McNeish holds, or Jimenez holds it at the point, and then Beauchamp has the puck taken away from him, and the puck gets dumped all the way in. Dubel's giving chase for the River Kings, and we got icing. So the faceoff will come all the way back down into the River Kings offensive zone with 7:09 left in the first period.
Yeah, good pressure there by the River Kings.
Almost better pressure, full even strength than they were on the penalty kill. That was an impressive penalty kill by the Havoc. That was, they didn't let the River Kings get anything set up at all.
Yeah, we got to clean up our power play breakout there.
River Kings chip the puck back in around behind the net. Get it back out to the point. Beauchamp's got it. Puck deflected. Whitehead's got it now. Oh, looking for a deflection. Denti was in the slot but couldn't. Oh, good job by Beauchamp holding that. He didn't hold the zone, but he kept that. Otherwise, the Havoc player, I was trying to think, number five, Myers, would have had a one, would have had a breakaway all by himself. Okay, Whitehead gets it to Beauchamp. Puck deflected. Out here, Schweitzer clears the zone for the River Kings. Denti's got it in neutral ice, moving in. Shot gloved by Johnson, and we have a stoppage of play with 6:25 left in the period.
Yeah, good shot by Dents on that one there.
Well, if not, man, good things happen when you put the puck on net. You put it on net, and now you get the offensive zone faceoff. If you can win this and get something set up for the River Kings. That's kind of the logic. Simple, easy to talk about, not always easy to do. So puck, being one of the Havoc players, was down on his butt, and the puck was underneath him, so it was kind of trapped in the corner. So now it's trapped, and Chasse has got it. He pinned up against the boards, fighting. Can't see the numbers on the other players there, and Chasse comes away with it. Backhand centering pass. Really good centering pass, but nobody there for the River Kings. Wilharm gets it at the point and dumps it back in around behind the net. So the Havoc now have it around the corner, and they bank it off the boards and high end of the air and all the way down. I'd say 25 given, putting pressure. Austin Shanks looks like in the corner there for the Havoc. Putting pressure on Chassé. Chassé's got it now. Big, oh. Trying to get it out to Bagnoli, and the puck just slid through. There were a couple of Havoc players there that could have had an offensive opportunity there, but weren't able to collect the puck. So Chassé's got it now, and he dumps it in and collected by the Havoc, and they dump it right back out to neutral ice and get a rush going here. They're coming up, and the puck bounces off of his stick. And then the Havoc player, good centering pass out front, and Yildirim with his stick deflects it off of that, and the River Kings have a rush here, 2-on-2. And Hill was going right down the slot and couldn't get anything on the shot. So the Havoc have it now, and they dump it all the way back in. Saved by Yildirim, and he'll cover up his... Is that Tomchek? Yeah, Tomchek. Breeden coming down the slot, so he just covers up. And stoppage of play with 4:45 left in the second period. Faceoff here coming up to Yildirim's glove side. Faceoff won by the River Kings. Dubel's got it back behind the net. He's looking to break out the semi at center ice, and they got a chance for a 3-on-2. Good stick work. Jensen takes the puck off of the... And gets a centering pass, another centering pass, and the shot. Oh, good save by Yildirim. The Havoc have it now, and they try and chip it through all the way through the slot. It comes out to the point, and nobody there. The River Kings, they have the puck now and are able to clear it out to neutral ice. And the puck's still in the zone, but the Havoc have it, and they chip it out to neutral ice, and Dubel collects it there for the River Kings. Back down to Jimenez. Banks it off, tipped by Shemmy at neutral ice. And the River Kings have the puck now, and that's Bryceland gets it over to Shemmy. He's coming in and the slot looking for a centering pass. He's got it and couldn't collect the puck. Bounces off his stick. It seems like the puck is not cooperating tonight. It's bouncing off of both teams' sticks when they get a chance in the offensive zone.
Yeah, going a little crazy. Ice is not looking too good right now.
So now the Havoc coming through neutral ice, chipped up ahead, looking for a little, coming right at the top of the slot, deflected by Whitehead down into the corner. And the River Kings are looking to poke it through free. Atkins gets it, and then the Havoc centering pass, and there were three River Kings there, and they just deflect the puck. Lost sight of the puck there for a second because the River Kings took off down the ice and the puck was still sitting in the zone, but they collect it now. Oh, a turnover in the center. There's a Havoc player right in the...
Great stick by Whitey to break up that pass.
Yeah, the Havoc had a player all by himself in the slot, but the pass never got to him. So now the faceoff is being brought out outside the offensive zone for the Havoc. The net came off the mooring, so 2:58 left in the second period, and we have a faceoff here coming at center ice, won by the Havoc. Comes across to LaVisca, and he chips it ahead and all the way down behind the net. And Hill lost an edge and fighting for the puck, and Atkins gets it and gets it out to neutral ice and dumps it through where LaVisca picks it up for the Havoc, and he lets one fly all the way from neutral ice, and Yildirim steers it down into the corner. The Havoc have it now. Good centering pass. Second chance, a little rebound there, and Yildirim just built the brick wall, and then the River Kings have it and bringing it up through neutral ice. Tudich and Atkins giving chase, and the Havoc take it back down behind their net. Puck deflected and held the zone. Looking to get it. Tudich gets it down in behind to Atkins behind the net.
Yeah, good keep then, by Chalice on that blue line there.
And then the Havoc come away with it. Burke's got it for them. Coming across the blue line, lets a shot go, and Yildirim will just cover up with 1:51 remaining in the period.
That was a good keep by Chouse on the blue line. Just full extent, keep it in for a little bit more pressure.
And so simple little plays, a little bit of extra effort, a little bit of hustle. Sometimes that stuff turns into a goal somewhere along the line. Face-off won by the River Kings, able to collect and try and dump it down, blocked by the Havoc at neutral ice, and they dump it right back down in. But Beauchamp giving chase, looking for a long touch pass, and the River, and icing is waved.
They waved it off and then didn't wave it off, and then we beat them to the puck and they still called it icing. Interesting.
Okay, so 1:32 left in the period. Faceoff here coming up to the glove side of Boreal Durham in the River Kings defensive zone. Patterson in the faceoff circle for the Havoc. A little bit of an explanation given to the River Kings bench. And Semmy's in there for the River Kings. Whitehead comes away with the puck for the River Kings, looking to move it up the boards. LeCompte's got it at the blue line. He gets out, coming through neutral ice, and he dumps it down in and gives chase. And he hits the puck and tries a centering pass, but only a Havoc player there. And now River Kings defense. Beauchamp's fighting the neutral ice for it. Semmy's got it, and he chips it to Bryceland, comes into the zone, looking to get something set up. Shot high and wide. The Kings dump it back in. 1 minute remaining in the second period. The Havoc have the puck, and they break out through neutral ice and dump it in on Yildirim, and he steers it into the corner where Beauchamp gets chased. He gets it out to neutral ice. Bryceland gets it to Semmy, picked off of his stick. The Havoc have it coming in, looking for a centering pass, coming right down the slot, and the River Kings defense is able to chip it back out to neutral ice. 32 seconds left in the period.
Got a good back check by Bryson there to break that pass up.
And Havoc have it back behind their net, and they're just content to sit back there and try and set something up here, looking for a rush. Cross ice up. Oh, intercepted by Wilhelm. He's got the puck in the zone. Shot and rebound. No rebound. Good stick by Wilhelm there. Real high quality shot. And Johnson was equal to the task. Keeps this a 0-0 game. 12.4 seconds left in the period. Puck chipped up and comes out of the zone. 8 seconds left, and Wilhelm's got it, gets it across to Schaus. And Semmy's got it, chips in, and that'll do it for the second period.
Yeah, good chip by Schaus. Not giving him the chance to make a play at the end of that period there.
Yep, so, well, all comes down to this. We got 40 minutes in the books and 20 minutes left, and we're at 0-0. So, all comes down to the conditioning and everything else. I'm not sure. We'll have to draw something up. The pressure's been good on both sides. River Kings have 26 shots to 11 shots for the Havoc. So, we have 15 minutes on the clock. So, we'll send our WIRI listeners back to the studios. And for everybody else, we'll be back in about 14, 15 minutes.
Hola amigos, looking for a quick mouth-watering meal with out-of-this-world freshness? Look no further than La Taqueria with specials daily. Order online at lataqueria.com. That's lataqueria.com. Or find us on Facebook.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5
FM, Wisconsin Rapids. I played a wedding for the money, and I wished I could have told the bride and groom just what I think of marriage and what's in store after their honeymoon. And I was grumbling to the dancers about how men and women ought to live apart, and how a promise never made cannot be broken and can never break a heart. Then suddenly, from out of nowhere, a little girl came dancing across the floor. And all her crinolines were billowing beneath the skirt of calico that she wore. And oh, what a joy fell on the honored guests as each one of them was drawn into her dream. And they laughed, stamped, clapped their hands and hollered at her dance little Jean. And they said, dance little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. Well, my cynical heart just melted, 'cause I figured what this get-together meant. How it ended, years of tears and sad confusion that the little girl had spent. And they told the band to pack it up by the time the couple cut the cake. We played as long as they stayed for love and laughs and little Jeannie's sake. And we played dance little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. It was answered today, your mama's marrying your dad.
Joe Diffie, who wrote a lot of his material for his albums, but not always.
Well, there were several reasons for that. For one, I had so much turmoil going on in my personal life in the year before this that I just really wasn't in the mood to write. And so consequently, you know, if you only write one or two songs, it's hard to fill up an album. And you know, so that's probably the main reason was there's just so much turmoil going on, and I just was not in the mood to write. So.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old
Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking deal. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand on the sun. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupon de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
This old house, it's been here for years. It's everything in the memories I've known.
It's heard the laughter and it's seen the tears. This old house will always be home.
It's seen the comings and the goings of a lifetime or two, and know the stories that these walls could tell.
This old house, it's been here for years. It's everything in the memories I've known.
It's heard the laughter and it's seen the tears. And this old house will always.
Looking back in the mirror that's been looking at me, I catch a glance on my way down the hall. Now the vision's getting clearer as I walk through the door. Out through my life, it's been the heart of.
This old house, it's been here for years. It's everything in the memories I've known.
It's heard the laughter and it's seen the tears. And this old house will always be. Be home.
This is Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
I don't know how I'll get her off my mind, but give me time and I'll think of something. I can't say today that I'm all right, but by tonight I'll think of something. I'll find so many things to do that I won't have the time to think of her. And then if she's still on my mind, I'll try to drink enough to drown the hurt. And if that don't work, I'll think of something. Where do I go for love that I still need? Now that I'm free, I'll think of something. And if someday by accident we meet and I can't speak, I'll think of something. If I can't say a word to her, I'll blame it on this lump that's in my throat. And standing there, what will I do to hide my love enough that it won't show? Oh, I don't know. I'll think of something. Well, I don't know. I'll think of something.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Are you going to bingo? The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge hosts bingo every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30. Lodge 693 is located at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If it's happening in central Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hola amigos, looking for a quick mouth-watering meal with out-of-this-world freshness? Look no further than La Taqueria with specials daily. Order online at lataqueria.com. That's lataqueria.com. Or find us on Facebook.
Right, welcome back to the Southwood County Recreation Center for period number three between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Hudson Havoc here. My name is Mark Lochner. We've got Luke Gruda on color, and we've gone through two periods, 0-0. The puck just does not see, there have been a couple of open looks at the net, and the puck just seems to be bouncing kind of funny tonight. One of those nights, so brings the game down to a 20-minute period. As we get ready to drop the puck, what do you think, Luke?
Well, that period a little worse for us, but still good. Got a lot of shots on net. Kept Hudson out of the way a little bit.
I thought when Wilharm picked that puck at the end of the period, I thought he was going to bury that shot, but no such luck. And on to play here now. The River Kings have it behind the net. Tried a centering pass, and the Havoc are able to collect it and looking to break through neutral ice. And they hit the official with a puck, and the puck stays at neutral ice where the Havoc have it now. And they jump it in on Yildirim, and they dump it in over the top of the net. The River Kings have it now back there. Looks like Whitehead with the puck, looking to get up the neutral ice, chip down in, and River Kings get a puck. We got Bryceland, Semi, Beauchamp. Puck from shot from center ice there. Yildirim makes the stop, and the puck bouncing around here, and the River Kings are able to clear it to neutral ice. Page has it for the Havoc, gets it up to neutral ice, chips it down in, and fighting for it, gets it out to the point, and the River Kings are able to clear it out to neutral ice, and the Havoc dump it right back down in. Hill's got it behind the net for the River Kings, chips it up to Atkins, pressured by three Havoc players, and the River Kings are able to chip it up and chip it out to neutral ice where the Havoc have it at the red line. Bounce it down in, and the River Kings collect it there, get a touch, and the Havoc get a change where the goalie throws it out to neutral ice, and a Havoc player back behind the net. He's got somebody in the slot. Good stick work back. Shot on goal. Yildirim with the save and covers up. 18-10 left in the period, and still 0-0 with the faceoff coming up here to the stick side of Bar Yildirim. River Kings are going from left to right on your radio dial in this period. And the faceoff, chip through, bouncing around. Tudich is able to chip it out to neutral ice. He's got a break. He's got a but has the puck swiped off his stick by number 10 for the Havoc. And he lets one go from the red line and right on goal to Yildirim. The River Kings chip it there. Hill chips it up to Tudich. He chips it out to neutral ice. Atkins tries to collect it, and the puck bounces around, and Tudich has to chip it back to Hill. And the Havoc have it again. Patterson chips it back in from neutral ice. River Kings now making a run, dumping it all the way down in, and Johnson covers it up with 17:30 left in the period.
Yeah, lots of perimeter shots, some from the red line, some from the blue line. Looks like no one's getting to the inside right now.
Both teams kind of, I don't know, did the Havoc play Friday and Saturday? Is this their third game of the weekend? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they played, I believe, the Moose and the Steele County Blades this weekend.
Okay, so I'm sure both teams are pushing the envelope. Play it neutral ice. River Kings collect the puck there. Beauchamp's got it. Looking to dump for a pass, and he lets one flip. And no icing, and the Havoc collect it there and chip it out and break out of the zone, neutral ice. And the River Kings build a wall at the blue line and chip it right back into neutral ice. And the Havoc chip it. Luxford chips it down in, and River Kings give chase. Oh, turnover behind the net. Comes right out. Craywald rips one just wide. And the River King bounce off the major shot, saved by Yildirim. The puck seems to be bouncing the way of the Havoc right now. The River Kings collect it, dump it back down behind the net. And they're looking to set up a little rush here, chip it out to neutral ice where the Havoc collect it and take it over. Bringing it up through neutral ice, dumping it all the way down in, bouncing puck. And Yildirim had handed the puck sat out in front of him for a little bit, but nobody was there to do anything with it. And now the Havoc sent it, intercepted by Dente. Dente's got it for the River Kings, chips it out to Schweitzer at neutral ice. And the River Kings, Havoc dump it down in, and we have an icing call. So stoppage play with 15:51 left in the second period. That'll bring the faceoff all the way back into the River Kings offensive zone. You know, this is one where in a game like this, you get that kind of a break on an icing call where you get that offensive zone faceoff. It'd be nice to be able to take care of that and win the faceoff and maybe get a good quality look here. River Kings do just that. Shot blocked by a defenseman, though. Never got through. And River Kings collect the puck, deflected high off the glass. McNeish gets it at neutral ice and dumps it in. Save. And swiped over to the side. Shot. Kick. Sticked out by the goalie there. And the River Kings get it in centering pass. Deflected wide. And the River Kings are able to collect the puck again and dump it back in around behind the net. McNeish is giving chase. They're trying to get some centering passes here. Dubel's got it up at the near point. Shot. Oh, just wide. Might have even caught a little bit of the post. He's just trying to get a little deflection there. And the Dubel working hard trying to hold the zone. Oh, good stick work there. And the Havoc player's got it. And gloved by Yildirim. And he dumps it all the way down and out. River Kings looking to get a partial change in here, and the Havoc have the puck and coming through neutral ice. Loses an edge, and River Kings will collect the puck and try and chip it up, and they do, and they dump it in. Breisling giving chase, and they'll get the rest of the River Kings change in. Breisling gets a shot on goal. Another shot, save. Johnson building that brick wall up, making it tough. And the River Kings collect the puck and chip it all the way back down in. Havoc back down behind the net. No forechecking pressure, and the River Kings almost, LeCompte almost took that puck away. Puck comes out to the, oh, and turnover right in front. LeCompte, shot block. Had a, who was that? 19, Semi was all by himself right in front of the goal, but couldn't get the puck to him. So River Kings now chip it up the neutral ice. Touch up, and the Havoc have it now, and they get it out the neutral ice where the River Kings intercept the pass, and it bounces around. Beauchamp's got it now, and he rips it all the way down cross ice. LeCompte's got it, or the Havoc have it, and LeCompte's on the forecheck and intercepted by the River Kings. And puck's bouncing around, doesn't want to settle down for anybody here. Here it does, shot, blow. The puck settled down for Semi long enough to get a shot from the top of the slot, but Johnson flashes the leather and keeps us a 0-0 game.
Good pressure by that line there. Good forecheck, keeping it right. Not letting them get past the red line there.
Face-off here coming up to the stick side of Johnson. 13:40 left in the period. Face-off won by the Havoc, I guess. And the River Kings take it away, keep it in the zone, and dump it in around behind the net. Cooper giving chase in the corner. Everybody looks like they're a step slow here. It seems the Havoc come out, and they got numbers coming through. Big hit by the River Kings there as they came across the blue line, and the River Kings come away with the puck. Atkins has it taken off of his stick by Burke. And then Hill gets it back for the River Kings and chips it around to Schaus, and Tudich has it, chips it ahead to Cooper, looking for Atkins in the slot, but Atkins was behind him, and Havoc take the puck and bring it up through neutral ice. Bouncing puck comes down through, slides wide of the puck. Hill gets it out the neutral ice. Patterson dumps it right back in for the Havoc. Delayed offside, but they retouch up and are able to get the puck out. The River Kings chip it at neutral ice right down the slot, get to around behind the net. Cooper and Atkins giving pressure. Atkins gets the puck, drop pass to Jimenez. He's centering pass. Tudich is tied up in front of the net, couldn't get it to him. Puck comes sliding right out. River Kings wide, no, just hits the post. Had a backhander that just chipped up over it, bounced off the iron and wide. River Kings, Bagnoli gets it, blocker saved. Cooper clamps it out of the air, giving pressure in the corner, looking to set up, and the Havoc are able to take it and get it out to neutral ice. Making a rush here, looking, shot wide, and we got offsides. Just a step off, and that'll bring the faceoff back out to the neutral ice with 11:49 left in the period.
Yeah, another great offensive shift by the River Kings there, keeping it down in their zone, getting some chances. Wish I know Tudich is wanting that one back. Post in, just barely on the backhand.
Face off won by the River Kings, come away with the puck. Wilharm gets it down to Bagnoli, and they chase down into the corner, dumped in. Centering pass comes out. Oh, Beauchamp's got it, centering pass, and just a little ahead of Semi, or Texmo. And the Havoc come now. He comes wide. Good block. Who was that, Wilhelm?
Tex got a stick on that one.
Got a stick on that, and River Kings bring it back. Dancing up through the middle. Gets it top of the slot. Shot, gloves, save. And Texmo was sitting there on the doorstep looking for a rebound, but there were none to be had. 11-16 left in the period.
Yeah, that's the kind of player Tex is. He's not afraid to get dirty and down in front of the net. He's always crashing the net.
Yep. Took a little smack in the face for his duties, but if you're going to be down there, that's what you got to put up with.
Yeah, he likes the pushing and shoving. That's his kind of game. He's a big hitter, big gritty guy.
So 11-16 left in the third period. 0-0 is our score. Faceoff here in the offensive zone for the River Kings. Won by the Havoc. Taken, chipped out in the corner. River Kings able to collect it. Deflected. Oh, puck bounced off the back of the boards and out in front of the net and then back down behind. There's a scrum in the corner fighting for the puck. We got McNeish is down there with a couple of – who else is down there for the River Kings?
That's Texmo.
Texmo. And we have a stoppage of play. One of the Havoc players went down on his knees. And
it's like he covered the puck with his leg, so – puck was there a little too long, so the ref blew it dead.
So 10:49 left in the period. 0-0 is the score. Faceoff coming up to the glove side of Johnson. McNeish in the faceoff circle with Tomchek for the Havoc. And won by the Havoc, and they chip it up into the air, and Denty gloves it and collects it. Johnson comes out of the net. And the River Kings dump it back down in behind the net. McNeish giving chase. And the Havoc come right up the slot, coming out of the zone through neutral ice. And they dump it down in. And the River Kings, Jensen holds it in at the slot. Top tip over the top of the goal. River King, or the Havoc have the puck, right? Oh, good block. Good block. And they got a, the River Kings might have numbers here a little bit. McNeish coming in across. Oh, couldn't get it. Oh, just couldn't get the puck through the skates. Good defensive stick work. Oh, and then a centering pass comes out and unable to handle the pass in the slot. Schweitzer had it bounce off his backhand. Now he's got the puck back and on his forehand. Looking to right down the slot. They're letting him slide right down in, and nobody rode him off the puck, and he slides the puck right down in on Johnson, and he's able to make the stop.
Good move by Schweitzer. Came in kind of untouched and tried to tuck that five hole. Almost slid through.
Faceoff here with 9:46 left in the period. Won by the Havoc, and the puck slides just across the blue line. And then chipped in, back in River Kings, and then back out by the Havoc. Puck at neutral ice. The Havoc have it. Myers has got it, and he chips it in, kind of off the official, and back down in behind the net. River Kings cycle it around. LeCompte giving chase, trying to chip it out, and he's unable to, and the Havoc have it. Right in the top of the slot. Good save by Yildirim. Kind of point blank there. River King bouncing puck, trying to get it out. And the River, or the Havoc hold it and are able to chip it to the, finally get it out to neutral ice. Bryceland makes contact at neutral ice, and the River Kings get it cross ice. Looking at LeCompte trying to dance around and loses an edge. Gets the puck back, fighting hard by himself down there, and the River Kings making a partial change. River Kings have it behind the net, cycle it out, semi. Puck bounces off of his stick, looking to center it across. Cross ice, shot on net, save Johnson. Stoppage of play with 8:33 left in the period.
Yeah, another, I feel like I keep saying this, but that same line right out there. Good offensive zone pressure, generating chances. Chemi just, puck just hopped off his stick. For that shot.
At this point in time, who's going to be the hero? Who's going to end up? Somebody's going to get a break here. Here it is. Atkins got it. Shot. Yeah. Goal. Atkins with the goal. Puck hung out in the top of the slot. River Kings are able to bury it into the back of the net and take a 1-0 lead with 8:26 left in the period.
Great face-off play there. Just a low scrum, drop pass to Owen, and Owen, if you give him that much time in the slot, he's going to put it right past your goalie every time.
The Havoc tried dumping it out. Cooper knocked the puck out of the air and dropped it down right in front of Atkins, so Cooper will get one assist. And it sat there, and he went stick side and buried it. Back to action here. Havoc tried dumping it in. Beauchamp dumps it out, held in at the point. And the Havoc now, and they're bringing out cross ice all by himself in front of the period, and we got a penalty coming up
on Hudson.
And Johnson collects the puck. And we've got a conversation going on out at center ice with a couple of officials.
It's going to be a roughing call behind the net. Whitey pinned one of the Hudson players, and he kind of just tried to start swinging at his face. Yeah, he thinks he's tough.
Luxford going into the penalty box for the Havoc with 8 minutes exactly left in the period. 2 minutes. We'll get the official call here.
I was behind the play, behind the net.
2 minute minor for roughing. Faceoff here in the offensive zone for the River Kings. Atkins, the goal scorer from the last one, collects the puck and cycles around, looking to get it up to LeCompte at the point. Cross to Hill, who tries a shot, blocked out front. And the Havoc are able to dump it down in. Boy, if Havoc player has a little more patience with that. He had Kreivald all by himself going up through neutral ice, but he just dumped it down in to kill time on the penalty. So River Kings dump it down in behind the net, and now we're able to set it up at the point. Pass chipped down in. Atkins back behind the net, looking to get it over to LeCompte. The near post. Atkins down in the corner. LeCompte's got it. Tries the centering pass and kind of missed on the pass, and the puck is dumped out by the Havoc all the way down.
Yeah, Stick didn't want to cooperate for SJ there.
Tudich has got it now. He dumps it across. Tries to get it to Beauchamp going up the middle, and the Havoc intercept and dump it all the way back down. 54 seconds, 52 left on the penalty. And the River Kings looking to set it up at neutral ice. Almost intercepted at neutral ice by the Havoc, and the River Kings come in, get it to the point, get it across, looking for LeCompte. Back across to LeCompte. Gets it there, shot. Bryceland, who just couldn't quite collect it, and the River Kings, or no, it was Chasse with the shot, and the Havoc have it now back behind the net, and they rim it around and all the way down. Myers has it at neutral ice, chips it in. Chasse's got it now with the River Kings coming up through neutral ice, looking to set something up in the offensive zone. Gets it to Cooper, but unable to handle the pass, but Bryceland holds it in at the point. Shot deflected in front. Oh, good deflection, but kept the pad down. Johnson kept the pad down. Both teams are back at full strength with 5:56 left in the period. River Kings touch up the puck. Cooper deflects it down in, and the Havoc collect it back behind their net. Cooper's giving them a forecheck. And I don't think anybody touched it, but they waved off the icing all the way down. River Kings turn the puck over down in the corner, trying to collect it up. Dubel gets it out to neutral ice. Jensen giving chase for the Havoc. He's got it back behind the net, being pestered by Bryceland, and gets it all the way through neutral ice. The River Kings chip up. Bagnoli giving chase now down in, and the Havoc get it back out to neutral ice. Coming through, 27. Shot deflected by Hill. Yildirim steers it to the corner. And then the River Kings, River Kings get the puck. Chip down in. Havoc now have it, tip it back out. fighting down in the corner and have it collect the puck and go behind their net. Bagnoli moves in to try and forecheck as they chip the puck up, and the River Kings chip it right back. But the puck slips across the blue line. McNeish tears it there. River Kings get a change and dump it back in down behind the net. Oh, McNeish. The goalie was just coming around the corner, and McNeish couldn't quite get it. The puck, so the puck gets buried back down in the corner, and the Havoc come away with it and looking to break out. Nice stick work there by the River Kings, but the Havoc are able to get it. Craywell dumps it down in behind the River Kings net, and Bagnoli's looking to get it over at the blue line or at the red line, and he does. Chausse gets it, rips it wide, and Texmo now is fighting down in the corner for it. River Kings in the offensive zone, looking to set something up here, and they're still fighting down around the corner. Pettich has got it now, and he turns and lets one rip, and misses everything, and it comes out of the zone. Chausse gives chase, gets it across to Beauchamp, and back to Chausse in the defensive zone, and then the River Kings fire it down, chip in, and the Havoc have turnover. Cooper with the shot. Puck deflected down into the corner by Johnson. Whitehead's got it out at the point, looking to dance around. He comes in on the faceoff circle, and good save by Johnson. 3:19 left in the period. Beauchamp's got it with the River Kings, drops it off to shot up off the helmet of Johnson, and the River Kings collect the puck out at neutral ice. Whitehead gets it, chips it. Atkins chips it down in. He's fighting for it. Cooper drop pass. Tutich has got it, and he's neutral or in the faceoff circle. Now he's trying to fight down in the corner for it. Atkins is with him for the River Kings. And Havoc chip it, are able to chip it out to neutral ice. Hill's got it. River Kings set up on stay on side, and then Johnson makes the save with his glove and then drops it down, and the River Kings the Havoc are able to chip it out to neutral ice. 2:25 left in the period. And the River Kings deflect the puck at neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Nobody's able to collect it. And then the River Kings got it. Tutich has got it. He just tries to chip it on net. And does. And bounces down behind the net. Semi gave chase. And then the Havoc come away with it. Try a long centering pass or a long lead pass. And the River Kings collect it there and are able to dump it down in. Icing is waved off. River Kings giving chase down in the corner. Bryceland gets it across to Whitehead at neutral ice, and the puck high through the air comes down in. Johnson gloves it with a minute 45 left in the period.
Yeah, you can tell both teams are feeling that three-game weekend. Everyone's starting to slow down a little bit. It looks a little more slowly paced, but River Kings are keeping a little bit of a higher pace. We're getting that offensive zone pressure, and that goal from Atkins really helped spark our energy.
Yeah, it's amazing what one goal will do, you know, from an emotional standpoint, you know, that emotional, good hustle play, but now the Havoc have numbers, but they were offside, yeah.
Yeah.
They were smelling blood. They had a 3-on-1 potentially because Whitehead dove and tried to hold the puck in at the zone, at the blue line, and then the Havoc had the puck, but just got a little too antsy trying to go into the offensive zone, so it brings the faceoff out here to neutral ice with a minute 35 left in the period. River Kings win the faceoff, get it across ice to Whitehead. Yeah, Whitehead there. LeCompte trying to put some pressure on Whitehead too. The officials in there. And the Krivol's got it for the Havoc. He gets it across ice, and who dump it all the way down in, around behind the net. Minute 12 left in the period. Havoc getting it to the slot. Puck bouncing around. The River Kings are able. 1 minute remaining in the period, and the Havoc have emptied their net, and the puck goes all the way down, and LeCompte's got it. River Kings, 53 seconds, yeah. Sent back past the semi, great, and he buries the empty netter. 2-0 River Kings. That might just put a bow on this one.
Bryslin took a gamble at the empty net, had some loft to it. It looks like Hudson was thinking that was an ice, and SJ beat him right down to that puck. Took a look over his shoulder, Chemi wide open in the slot, buried that one all day. Great play.
Oh, I know River Kings